This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Letting water out of some of the reservoirs in northern Arkansas, and as a result, some rivers are over their flood stage, particularly at locations on the White River, but not really to the extent that was once thought. The White River, for instance, at Calico Rock, is now projected to crest at 22 feet. It is already over 20 feet, so it should crest sometime tonight at 22 feet. The White River at Batesville, currently at 15 and a half feet and rising, should crest at 18 feet Thursday night. 18 feet Thursday night. That's down from 22 that we first started with on a projection. White River at Newport, still projected to crest at 29 and a half feet. It is currently at 27 and a half, so it's going to rise about 2 more feet. And the White River at Newport should crest Friday night late. Well, Independence County authorities are investigating two thefts that recently occurred in the county. Police say someone entered a shop building on the property of Jeremy Holland in the Sulphur Rock area and stole a braking plow and cutting torch and head, all valued at $700. Police say the theft occurred earlier this week. Also, police say an older model pickup truck owned by the Southside School District was apparently stolen over the weekend from the school's bus bin. Deputy Randall Lehman said law enforcement agencies have been asked to be on the lookout for the 1993 Chevrolet CK1500. It's dark blue in color, or it was when it left the bus bin. Deputy Cord Davidson reports that a 16-year-old male student at the New Horizon School at Deshaies was taken into custody by juvenile probation officers after he was caught by a teacher passing a pill to another student. Police say a search found several oxycodone pills that the student had hidden in his waistband. Oxycodone is a medication for pain, a pain pill, if you will. Deputies also investigating a break-in and theft at the Walter Morgan residence on Bow Street in West Batesville. Morgan told authorities two chainsaws, a cordless drill, and a 110 air conditioning unit were missing, all valued at over $500. Police say there is a suspect in that case, and it's under investigation. Well, the law is changing, and police need to know. There will be a district-wide conference held on Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Fellowship Hall of the First United Methodist Church in Newport. According to the prosecuting attorney, Henry H. Boyce, the purpose of the conference is to brief law enforcement officers throughout the 3rd Judicial District about Act 570, also known as the Public Safety Improvement Act, which will substantially change many criminal offenses, and it takes effect on July 27th of this year. Members of his office will conduct the briefing, prosecuting attorney's office. Over 50 law enforcement agents are expected to attend. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.